responding to the formula shortage. I'm Lee Silasera, Fox News.
Today, I'm invoking what they call the Defense Production Act to ensure that manufacturers have the necessary ingredients to make safe, healthy infant formula here at home.
President Biden with the announcement earlier this evening, the move will speed up production. The Defense Production Act requires suppliers of formula manufacturers to fulfill orders from those companies before other customers, and the president has authorized flights to import supply from overseas. Two children in Tennessee have recently been hospitalized because of the baby formula shortage.
One of the children is preschool aged and has been hospitalized since late last month. They are still there, while the other, a toddler, has been released. The New York Times reports that both children have short bowel syndrome, which keeps them from absorbing nutrients properly because part of their small intestine is missing, according to doctors at Le Bonheur Children's Hospital in Memphis, where they were treated. The special formula is made by Abbott Nutrition, which closed its Sturgis, Michigan plant and issued a recall for some of its products in February. Abbott has reached an agreement with the FDA to resume production at that plant in 2 weeks, but it could be 2 months before those products reach store shelves. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Both children require an amino acid-based formula and use the brand Elicare that is manufactured by Abbott Nutrition. Their products make up nearly half of the market for baby formula in the United States. A miserable day on Wall Street with all three major indexes down more than 3%.
Fears of inflation and aggressive rate hikes by the Fed seen hurting broad economic growth. With yesterday's rally a memory, investors are focusing on disappointing retail earnings reports, which showed rising inflation slamming profits. After its disappointing report, Target shares ending the day down 25%.
Jerry Willis with Fox Business. America is listening to Fox News.
Did you know that every major diaper company either financially or vocally supports abortion? If that appalls you, and you're looking to support a baby brand that aligns with your pro-life, pro-family views, then Every Life is your solution. Every Life firmly believes that regardless of where someone is from, what they look like, or whether they were planned or unplanned, every baby is a miracle from God worthy of love, protection, and celebration. Every Life offers high-performing, supremely soft, premium diapers and wipes delivered right to your doorstep. Their diapers are crafted without fragrances, dyes, lotions, latex, parabens, or phthalates. And you can feel good knowing that every purchase with Every Life contributes to changing lives through their support of pro-life organizations and pregnancy resource centers. Every Life is not just changing diapers, they're changing lives. Visit everylife.com to learn more. That's everylife.com. And don't forget to use promo code Duffy10 for an exclusive 10% discount on your first order today.
The new Fox News poll is out, and it shows at least one Trump-endorsed primary candidate already unlikely to win.
Former President Trump has been pushing for former Georgia Republican Senator David Perdue to be the GOP's nominee for governor. Brian Kemp is governor now, and the latest Fox News poll shows voters favor him by a lot ahead of Tuesday's primary. Kemp has 60% support. Perdue has just 28%. When asked what's most important, 65% said a candidate who can win. Just 25% said a candidate who's a strong Trump supporter. The former president has criticized Kemp for not agreeing with him that the 2020 election was stolen. Trump has also backed former NFL star Herschel Walker for Senate. Walker leads his closest rival by 58 points. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Health officials in Portugal have confirmed 5 cases of monkeypox in young men, marking an unusual outbreak in Europe of an illness typically limited to Africa. They also say they're investigating 15 suspected cases, and all were identified in the Lisbon area. The disease belongs to a family of viruses that include chickenpox and smallpox. President Biden warning over the tough hurricane season.
Storms are going to be more intense, and we're going to have shorter notice, as we saw last year with Hurricane Ida.
Hurricane Ida killed 55 people and caused $55 billion in damage. The president with the comments after getting a briefing about what Americans can expect this year. Before the remarks, the president toured a hangar at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland to view aircraft used to track and respond to hurricanes. One of the planes is used to fly through and above the storms, capturing data that allow meteorologists to produce more accurate forecasts. Last year was the third most active hurricane season on record. Actor Sacha Baron Cohen has dropped his lawsuit against a Massachusetts cannabis dispensary that used an image of his character Borat on a billboard without his permission. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.